Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you, our listeners, hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and if you have questions or something you'd like to talk about, and if it's 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing the live broadcast, and you can call right now, 844-322-2742, and reach into the studio and speak directly with Bob Christopher and me, and we would love for you to do that. We love hearing from you. Again, 844-322-2742. Call now, because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. One of the interesting things about this coronavirus pandemic is it is teaching us a valuable lesson as far as the power of the law. Time and time again, we hear reporters say, wash your hands, don't touch your face. Mm-hmm. Wash your hands, don't touch your face. I can't tell you how many times my hand is starting to go to my face and says, don't do it, don't do it. And I just touch it anyway.
That's the law.
Scratch the eye, scratch the nose, whatever it is. And you realize just how many times you touch your face in a day.
Right.
Just because you've heard, don't touch your face. Now, that's the power of the law. We see in the law, don't do this, don't do that. Well, sin living in us takes advantage of that opportunity and does the very thing that the law prohibits.
Yeah.
And that's what we're seeing. The power of sin is in the law.
Right.
Well, that being said, I wanted to talk a little bit today about the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. Andrew and I talked a little bit about that yesterday, as relates to a passage in Hebrews chapter 6, that God has sworn by himself that this new covenant, this gospel of grace, is on his shoulders, not ours. So it's not a contract, it's a will.
Yeah.
So God's will for you and me, and we're beneficiaries of that will. And that is the hope that we have, and that hope is the anchor for our souls. Well, Paul talks about that as well in Romans chapter 8. And this is a part of the series that we're offering this month, When God is For You. And certainly we need that reassurance that God is for us. And that's what that particular CD series is all about. It's a look at Romans chapter 8.
Yeah.
It's a look at all the good news that Paul has expressed there and how we can apply that on a day-to-day basis and live in victory regardless of the circumstances of life.
Sure.
But a part of that living in victory is tied to the hope that we have in Jesus. So God has sent his Spirit into our hearts. By that Spirit, we cry out, Abba, Father. His Spirit bears witness with our human spirit that indeed we are children of God. Not only children, heirs, co-heirs with Jesus Christ. And it says that we are going to be glorified with him, but we're also, while we're here, going to suffer with him. Now, this is what the next section is all about. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. So all of us suffer in this world today. It's part of living here on planet Earth, and especially for believers.
Mm-hmm.
As you're trying to live, quote, righteous lives, you're going against the current of this world. You're standing out against the way of the world. And so the world isn't going to like that, and the world is going to try to drag you back to be a part of its system, to live out its desires, and to follow its ways and principles. So living here as children of God, we're going to suffer.
Yeah.
Peter talks about that. James talks about that. Paul talks about that. All of the writers in the New Testament talk about the suffering that we as children of God are going to experience, but it's pale in comparison to the glory that's going to be revealed to us at the Lord's coming. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. So when Christ comes back, as Paul wrote about in Colossians, we're going to be there with him. And it's going to be revealed at that time exactly who we are. What does it mean to be a child of God? The world's going to look and they're going to see it for the first time. Now, for the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. So when sin entered into this world, it affected everything. Not just mankind, but all of creation was subject to that curse. Now, I love how C.S. Lewis depicted that in his Chronicles of Narnia series in the line, The Witch and the Wardrobe. It was a frozen world that Narnia was living under. And as Aslan died in the story, that broke the freeze and the thaw started and creation started to experience the liberty that God had intended it to experience. Well, that's exactly what Paul is talking about here. The creation will one day be set free from its bondage to decay and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. So all of it is tied to us, tied to the fact that we're children of God, tied to the fact that we're heirs, co-heirs with Jesus Christ, that we truly are going to experience the glory of God. So as we experience that, then creation will be set free. Yeah. So, for we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now, and not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan eagerly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. So, we're all in an earth suit, and one day we're going to get our resurrection body. But as long as we're in this earth suit, we're going to groan about that. We want to be set free as well. We want to be liberated. We want the mortal to put on immortality. We want the perishable to put on the imperishable. Well, that's up ahead. That's our hope. For in this hope we were saved. Now, hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. So there is going to be a time when the Lord comes back and we're going to be revealed with him in glory. That's our hope. And as we get anchored to that hope is going to reshape how we think about life here and now. And we'll recognize that this glory that's up ahead overwhelms the mild and temporary suffering that we experience here and now. So, listener, do you have the hope of the gospel? Do you have this longing for what's up ahead and the freedom and liberty that you're going to experience in that new resurrection body? If so, you're going to live here and now as more than a conqueror through faith in Jesus Christ.
That is just good stuff, Bob. Thank you for sharing that. As we get this edition of Basic Gospel underway, thank you for joining us, everybody. We would love to hear from you at 844-322-2742. If it's roughly 9 minutes after the hour, 3 p.m., you're hearing the live broadcast, and that means that you can call and come directly into the studio right now. 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. And friends, your gifts to Basic Gospel help us take the love of Jesus Christ to an unknown number of people every day here on North America and literally around the world. And every time someone responds to the gospel they hear about on Basic Gospel, well, you have a part in that. And our thanks to everyone who gives to support this ongoing ministry and message of Basic Gospel. And as Bob was saying, when you give this month, we want to send you the message When God is for You, an in-depth look at Romans chapter 8. It's a terrifically encouraging message, and in light of current events, we want you to have a copy as you make your gift. So donate now or anytime at basicgospel.net. Click that big prominent donate link right there on the homepage, and when you do, be sure to request your copy of When God is for You. Well, once again, it's Basic Gospel, everybody, and we want to hear from you, 844-322-2742. And Bob, in the meantime, a question from Timothy concerning Matthew chapter 24, verse 15. Jesus said, when you see standing in the holy place the abomination that causes desolation, spoken of through the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand. And the question that Timothy has is, what is the abomination of desolation, and what's going to happen here?
Well, an abomination was anything that brought defilement to the name of God, or to the things that God held dear to him. So in many respects, it's idolatry. And certainly, I think in 165 B.C., Antiochus Epiphanes entered into the temple and built an altar to Zeus, and I think slaughtered a pig there, or something like
pig,
there.
Right.
So there was an abomination of desolation. It made the people flee from that because of the defilement. And I think what Jesus is speaking about in Matthew chapter 24 is what took place in Jerusalem when Rome marched in and destroyed Jerusalem and tore down the temple. I mean, all of Rome, it was mandatory that every Roman citizen give homage to Caesar. So they would say, Caesar is Lord. So idolatry was all a part of the Roman Empire, and the coins indicated that. And so wherever they marched, they carried idolatry with them.
Yeah.
And when they marched into Jerusalem, there was that abomination, and that caused a desolation. That place became desolate. People fled and for their safety. And we read all about that in Josephus and a number of other historical deals. So I think that's what Jesus was referring to, what was going to happen in that next generation, those 40 years. And boy, it was a gruesome narrative.
Yeah.
It was a gruesome story that took place. So that's what that abomination of desolation was all about, that Jesus was talking about.
Timothy, thanks for reaching out. Hope that's a help to you. And Bob Sally is a new listener on KARY in Blaine, Washington. She writes, I also have found you on YouTube and have gained a lot for my life from your teaching. Sally would like an explanation of the parable about forgiveness in Matthew 18, verses 21 through 35, and asks if we have that teaching available on YouTube. Well, we do have a lot of teaching on YouTube, and I don't know if we have that specific topic, but gosh, there's over 40 videos the last time I checked, Bob.
Well, there are quite a number of videos, and we talk about forgiveness quite a bit.
Yes.
Through the years. As far as our basic gospel listeners are concerned, forgiveness is the most talked about subject.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes sense because we all sin, and we want to know what to do when we sin. Or what kind of response do we need to have toward God? What do we need to do? Just tell us that sort of thing, so that we can know that indeed we have forgiveness of sins. Well, we talk about that quite a bit, and Jesus talked about that as well. And so Peter comes up to Jesus, and this is the parable of the unforgiving servant. Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times? Now Jesus said to him, I do not say to you seven times, but 70 times. And therefore the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. And when he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, have patience with me, and I will pay you everything. And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. So that's what God has done for us.
Mm-hmm.
He has forgiven us. He has forgiven us through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't just forgive some sins. He forgave all of our sins. So every sin that we were ever going to commit, from the time we were born until the time we died, Jesus took every one of those, took those sins upon himself, bore those sins in his body, and he died in our place. And in exchange, he gave us his righteousness. Well, that's what it means to be forgiven, to be made right in the sight of God. So if you've been given the gift of righteousness, that is proof positive that your sins have been forgiven. Now, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, and Colossians chapter 3, Paul says that we are to forgive others as God in Christ has forgiven us. Mm-hmm. Now, this is what the rest of the parable is all about. Now, when that same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, "Pay what you owe." So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you." He refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their master all that had taken place. Then his master summoned him and said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me, and should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?" And his master delivered him to the jailers until his debt should be paid. So also my heavenly Father will do the same thing if you do not forgive your brother from your heart. So there's the key, mm-hmm. from the heart. So when we receive the forgiveness of God, something happens to the heart. And what happens to the heart is this: it is made soft toward God. So we can respond to him with this attitude of gratefulness, with thankfulness that just overwhelms the human soul. So that's what happens. So we have hearts made pliable that can be shaped by the very hand of God. And so as we encounter others out there, the love that has been poured in our hearts begins to overflow into the lives of others. So God has rigged it, so we won't be like this servant. Mm-hmm. He has put love into us. He has changed us from the inside so that we can forgive as God in Christ has forgiven us.
Sally, hope you're listening. So glad that you're a listener and that the message you hear on Basic Gospel is finding a place in your life and in your heart. And if you have further questions, give us a call back, and we would love to hear from you. Again, friends, you know, knowing your identity as a child of God is vitally important if you're to live and thrive in the abundance of life that Jesus has promised us. And one of the best ways to start each day is to subscribe to the Basic Gospel Daily Devotional and be reminded of your identity as one of God's dearly loved kids. It's free, and all you need to do is click subscribe in the upper left corner of any page of the website, basicgospel.net. The devotional will arrive in your email box, inbox, every morning, and we hope you'll subscribe today. Again, click that link, subscribe, in the upper left corner of any page on the website.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go out to Las Vegas, Nevada, and talk with Cal. Hi, Cal.
Hey, Bob. Thank you for your ministry. And my question today is just a little encouragement to the Christian that has like a perfect storm coming down on them right now. Many different things in life that has come down, very difficult things. Just encouragement, something to, you know, just a little bit of encouragement. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, Cal. And one thing I want to do is send you our series, When God is For You. And I think that can be a help. So be sure and hold the line after we finish the call so we can get that information and put that in your hands. But Cal, one of the things that I do personally when I get discouraged, I go back and read Ephesians chapter 1. And Ephesians, the whole book of Ephesians, is an explanation of the grace of God. It is Paul's case for grace. And in that, he starts out with some great words that you have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. So whatever life is throwing your way, Cal, it doesn't change the blessings that you have in Jesus Christ. And here are some of those blessings: that you were chosen by God for adoption into sonship. So you're a child of God, and you've been adopted into sonship, which means you're a part of the family business, that whatever God is doing in this world, you're a part of that, and he wants to use you to be a part of that. You are holy and blameless in the sight of God. Now, talk about good news. That's good news. And why that's so vitally important for us to understand is because oftentimes we look at the circumstances that life throws our way, and we judge our status with God based on those circumstances. So if life is good for me, then I think I'm doing okay as far as my relationship with God is concerned. If life isn't so good, then I think maybe God's mad at me. Maybe God's punishing me for something that I've done in the past. Well, that's just not true. Why? Because we've been accepted in the Beloved. We are holy and blameless before him. So what life throws at us is just life throwing stuff at us. And sometimes that can get overwhelming. Sometimes that can just be too much. But it doesn't change truth. And you're holy and blameless in the sight of God. And here's another thing. You've been accepted in the Beloved. Not only does God love you, he accepts you. He has redeemed you. He has forgiven all of your sins according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon you. He has given you an eternal inheritance, and he has put his Spirit inside of you as a deposit guaranteeing what's up ahead. So this is how I get encouragement from the Word of God. I go to this particular passage, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14, and just read that over and over and over. And boy, that gets my mind off of the circumstances and back onto Jesus Christ. And man, that means everything.
Well, thank you very much, Bob, for that encouragement. Thank you.
Well, you are so welcome. So you know you're a child of God. You know Christ lives in you, and you know that your sins have been forgiven, and you know that you've been given the very righteousness of God, Cal?
Yes, sir. I am positive. Yes.
Well, praise be to God for that. Well, just allow the Spirit of God to lift that mind of yours out of the circumstance and back onto Jesus Christ. And boy, that heart will begin to respond with gratitude, with this overwhelming sense of thankfulness, because it doesn't matter what life throws at you. It doesn't change the truth of what God has done for you and in you through the person and work of Jesus Christ.
Thanks, Cal. Good to hear from you. Hope you keep listening and call again.
Yeah, you hold the line, Cal, and let us get that information, and we'll send you this series, When God Is For You. And that's always. He's always for you, yeah. Cal, so you hang on, okay, my friend?
Okay, thank you.
I want to remind you, friends, that we stream live video of this program each day from both Facebook and YouTube, and you'll find direct links at the top of our homepage, basicgospel.net. And that is one more venue, actually both of them are, that you can pose your question here to Basic Gospel and do that on a live basis. So we encourage you, close to the top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time every day, well, just go to our website, basicgospel.net. At the top of the page, you'll find the YouTube and Facebook links, and you can click on either of those. I guess you could also click on both if you wanted to real quick, but probably won't want to do that. Anyway, friends, thanks for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel. If you have questions or concerns, well, give us a call also at 844-322-2742 overnight. We'd love to hear from you. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. And remember, we need your help to keep the good news of Jesus Christ on the air and online, and we invite you to partner with us here at Basic Gospel. Donate now or anytime at basicgospel.net. And to say thanks for your April gift, as Bob was saying, we'll send you a copy of Bob's timely message, When God Is For You. It's a close look at the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, one of the most encouraging chapters and assuring chapters in the entire Word of God. When God Is For You, be sure to request your copy when you make your contribution. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow, same time, same station, for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.